Blog Talk Radio.
Well, out of bed, my son to the kitchen, pull myself a cup of ambition and yawn, stretch and try to come alive. I jump in the shower and the blood's pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Much for tuning in tonight. You are among 10 different countries that have tuned in to listen to my show in the last 7 episodes. So we have 10 different countries listening in. I hope you'll spread the word. We got to keep that growing and going. And some of the countries that are listening in tonight, thank you. This is Peru is listening in. India is listening in. Wales, Scotland, England, Germany, Ireland, the United Arab Emirates, Belarus, and of course the United States. Thank you. Let's keep it growing. And tonight I want to share with you not only my music, but also the music of those independent artists that I've had on the show and will have on the show. Next week I'm going to have Bo Heatherly. He's out of Virginia. And we've done a duet together that went platinum. So I want to share music with you, not only that I've done, but also those independent country and music artists that you may or may not know who they are, but they are amazing, and you really need to hear their music. So thank you again for tuning in tonight. I'm going to start us off with Slippin' Away. This is a duet that I had the honor of recording in Nashville, Tennessee, with the great Jean Shepherd. She was a Grand Ole Opry legend for over 50 years, and this was her song that she took from Whisperin' Bill Anderson that wrote it. And we went into the studio together, and I got to sit in the chair next to her and sing her song with her. Was an incredible honor. And it went number one for us right off the bat. It was played on WSM there in Nashville. I'm very proud of this one. It's called Slippin' Away.
Monday's promise, Tuesday's lie. Saturday's party, it's Sunday's fight.
Something's wrong. you and I. Love gone wrong, that used to be right.
And I can feel it slipping away. Slowly, slowly slipping away.
Wednesday's kisses or Thursday's frowns, we can't live 2 days in a row.
When our world's not upside down, here we stand watching it go. And I can feel it slipping away, slowly, slowly slipping away.
Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet some of the time.
This puzzle's missing a piece or two. We've got the grapes, but never the wine. And I can feel it slipping away, slowly, slowly slipping away.
That was the great Gene Shepherd from the Grand Ole Opry out of Nashville, Tennessee. I had the honor of singing next to her and doing a duet with her that went number one. And, you know, those kind of memories from Nashville are what keep me going every day. It was an incredible experience. But things like that, that's just a once in a lifetime to be able to sing with Gene Shepherd. So you're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show. I'm Julie Richardson. And I want to share my music with you tonight. This next song was done with acoustics, so just guitar and myself. It was Roger Hughes backing me up on this, and this one's called Desperado.
Desperado. Why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one. I know you've got your reasons. These things that aren't pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you try. The queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the one you can get. Desperado. Oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger driving you home. And freedom, oh freedom, that's some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you think it cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. Away. Why don't you come to your senses? Come down from your fences and open the gate. Maybe raining, there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Better let somebody love you before it's too late.
That's Desperado. That's me singing that song. That's my rendition of it with Roger Hughes on guitar. And I just appreciate you tuning in tonight. You're one representing one of 10 countries listening tonight, and we've only had 7 shows, so I can't thank you enough for tuning in and spreading the word, because we're definitely growing, and I'm excited to do the radio show. I'm excited to share my music with you, as well as the music of other country music artists and independent artists that I've come across in my career. I also want to mention John A's Restaurant. It's in Music Valley, Tennessee. It's right across from the Grand Ole Opry and the Opryland Hotel. It's tucked away there. It's the best kept secret in Nashville. They are open Thursday through Sunday. The patio is an amazing patio with live outdoor music, wonderful food. They've redone the entire menu and restaurant, and they have the best bourbon and whiskey selection around. So if you happen to be in Nashville, Tennessee, you have to stop in and see my friends at John A's Restaurant and tell them I said that hello and that I sent you from the Golden Country Radio Show. The next song I'd love to play for you is Tammy Kendrick. One of my first shows, one of my very first interview was Tammy Kendrick. She's an independent country music artist. Classic country is her specialty. She's out of Sparta, Georgia, and I would love to play her song, well, her rendition of her song called Yes, Ma'am. Honky-tonk, one of my favorite singers and one of the best people I've ever met. Super down-to-earth and very talented. Sweet woman, Tammy Kendrick, that was her song, her rendition of Yes, Ma'am. Thank you for tuning in to the Golden Country Radio Show. I'm your host, Julie Richardson, broadcasting live from Golden, Colorado, sharing my music from my Higher Ground band based out of Denver, Colorado, as well as the music that I've recorded over the last, 23, 24 years. I've had 7 number ones, 2 platinum hits, and hopefully still going. So I do want to mention that my heart goes out to those on the West Coast. I know there's 60 active wildfires burning, and they've burned over 6 million acres. I have family in California and friends in California. My heart goes out to the entire West Coast, as well as those that are facing the wrath of the Hurricane Sally in the South, and more to come. There's more forming out in the ocean, and it's just my heart goes out to all of you that are struggling and you know, not only just fighting this virus, but fighting to keep your homes and your sanity. So anyway, my heart goes out to you all, and my thoughts and prayers are with you. I'd like to play Ramona Diane. Last week, I had the pleasure of interviewing Ramona Diane. She is a singer, an independent country artist. Classic country is her specialty as well. She's in Nashville, Tennessee. I had her on the show last week. She was kind enough to donate 10 CDs to our listeners who are eagerly awaiting those CDs from Ramona. But this is one of my favorite songs that she did. It's called You Might As Well Leave. MSN.com. So if you have a question for me or a note for me, please contact me. All one word, wait in the truck. That's WAIT. Wait in the truck at MSN.com. So this note came in from Utah, Shauna and Mark. They wanted to know who was my favorite singer today. I have a lot of singers that I loved back in the past, you know, like Marty Robbins and Johnny Cash and Glenn Campbell and Roy Clark and, you know, Dolly Parton. It goes on. But they want to know who I like today. And honestly, there's not a lot of modern country music that I like because I don't feel like they've stuck to the country roots that was what country music's about. But I do like Ashley McBride, and she's incredible. I actually went up all the way to Fargo, North Dakota, to the Fargo Dome, to see her open for an opener who opened for Miranda Lambert. But I thought it was her entire show. But we got up there and got into the Fargo Dome, and she played for 20 minutes. And I tell you, I could have listened to her for hours. And we left soon after that because that's why I was there, to see Ashley McBride. So Shauna and Mark in Utah, that is my favorite singer today, is Ashley McBride. And my band, the Higher Ground Band here based in Denver, we actually went into the studio and recorded one of her songs. It's called Fat and Famous. We're going to play that for you now.
Frizzy hair and glasses at the back of the class. You made fun of me on Friday night. I was down there in the band, you up there in the stand. Now who's both most likely to hate their life? You got fat, I got famous. Ain't that funny how it changes? You made fun of me for years, and I get paid to play my song. I got a headline gig in Austin. You got a closet drink problem and a juvenile delinquent souvenir from senior prom. I got a Budweiser endorsement. You're refinancing your mortgage. How's it feel to make those payments? You got fat.
Actually, I think I'm the one that's getting fat here on quarantine. I've been eating so well. I'm close to 600 meals at home, and I don't know. I didn't think my cooking was that good, but I guess there's nothing else to do but sit and eat and do radio shows. So anyway, that was my Higher Ground Band. We're talking about Bill Rich on the keys. John Defoe was on the drums for that recording. Jack Ryder on bass. Roger Hughes was on lead guitar. Rick Gottschalk was on the slide. He's on the steel, and he's on the rhythm guitar. And Rachel Sefton, who I had on my show not long ago, I interviewed Rachel Sefton. She was singing backup with me. And I'd like to play a Rachel Sefton song. Again, this is my Higher Ground Band playing My Church with Rachel Sefton singing the lead.
Thank you. I cussed on a Sunday. I cheated and I lied. I've fallen down from grace a few too many times. But I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive. Roll the windows down and turn up the dial. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through you when I play the highway of hell. I find my soul revival, singing everything over. Yeah, I guess that's my church. When Hank brings a sermon, Cass leads the choir, it gets my cold, cold heart burning, hotter than a ring of fire. When this wonderful world gets heavy and I need
great. Like I said, I had her on a couple of shows ago and I interviewed her. In fact, if you want to listen in to my shows, if you've missed any of the episodes, you can go to my website. It's Julie Richardson Music. So julierichardsonmusic.com. Go into the website, check it all out, of course. But you can also push on the radio button up above, navigate to the radio page, and you'll see the link not only for the entire country music show, but you can click on and it says Rachel Sefton, Tammy Kendrick, or Ramona Diane, Marty Dunn, Bo Heatherly, Bo DePena, whomever I have interviewed, you can click on that episode and hear the whole episode in one fell swoop. So hopefully you'll check out my website. Again, it's julierichardsonmusic.com. Check it out. If you missed anything or you want to hear it again, you can certainly go back and visit. Any link that I have here on this show that I've done is on there. So now I'm telling you, if you are in Nashville, Tennessee, you are lucky. I'm missing it so much. I haven't been back in months, and that's not like me. But with this virus, there's not a lot of traveling to do, as you know. But if you're in Nashville, Tennessee, you better be at John A's tonight. They're open Thursday through Sunday. They have an amazing patio, the best bourbon and whiskey menu around. The selection is in just amazing from what I hear. And, you know, I have a lot of friends there and a lot of people visit John A's restaurant and they're regulars and they're telling me the food's phenomenal. The service is great. They're taking all the COVID precautions. So go check out John A's restaurant across from the Grand Ole Opry there in the Opryland Hotel on Music Valley Drive. Tell them I said hello for me. I'd like to do a Willie Nelson song. It was always on my mind. This is me singing my rendition of his song.
Thank you.
was always on my mind. That's a song I sang many, many times on the stage there at Johnny's Restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee. I also met a man through John A. Hobbs in the corner, and his name is Joe West. He's a Major League Baseball umpire. In fact, he is creeping up on the number one record for games umpired of any umpire in Major League Baseball history. I was there. I was lucky to be there at his 5,000th game. It happened to be here in Denver, and I was invited, and we went into the locker room after the game, and we're able to celebrate with him. And Sports Illustrated was there, and we actually sang a cappella this song. It's called You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. And we first sang it when we were on a trip together in New York, all of the friends of John A's, Hobbs, and we went up to New York, and we stayed. And, you know, of course, we had a few drinks in the hotel lobby bar, and we got to singing this. And I hadn't heard this song before, and Joe was singing it, and I said, someday we're going to record that. We went in to SMS Recording Studio with Mike Shrimp, and we recorded this song early in the morning, and it took us 3 takes, and it went to platinum status, which means over 2 million downloads, and it's now on the TouchTunes jukebox. So if you go into the scoreboard, which is also owned by the Hobbs family, Ronnie Hobbs, you can play our song on their jukebox. So I hope you do that. It's called You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. It's our rendition of this song, and I'm proud to play this song for you now.
Well, there's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting colder. Oh, Cherokee County, there's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remembering is all that I do. 'Cause losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town. Drink a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. I'm sure missing you. I'm sure missing you.
God made Oklahoma, and I'm sure missing you.
That's Joe West, umpire Joe West, and I singing You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma, one of our platinum duets. He not only sang that with me, but he also wrote the introduction to a book that I wrote. It's a biography about John A. Hobbs. I called it John A. Hobbs, The Life and Times of Music Valley's Visionary. John A. lived and grew up in Nashville, but he was also in World War II, and he was just an incredible businessman and entrepreneur. He basically had an eighth grade education, went off to war, came back with nothing, and built multi-million dollar businesses, but you would never know it. He was so down to earth, and just like you and I, and he prided himself on being a great, great friend, and that he was. And he is missed dearly, but Joe West wrote the introduction for our book, and that book won an IPPI Award. That's an International Publishers Award. We won a national award for that book, and Joe's quite the writer. He also wrote this next song that he is singing. It's called You Can't Run with the Big Dogs, and I want to share it with you now. So this is a song Joe West wrote, and I'll play it for you now.
Never get a second chance to make a first impression, and you can't live your life in a state of depression. Mistakes that you make in life sometimes seem too many, but remember that hindsight is always 20/20. 'Cause you can't run with the big dogs if you act like a puppy, and you can't swim with the big fish if you splash like a guppy. You can't run with the stallions if you trot like a colt. You can't tighten that lug nut if you don't have the bolts. Tell me about the last time you had no complaints. Tell me about the first time that you told it all straight. No, I don't hear your sad stories, so you think that I'm crazy. Don't tell me about your labor pains, just show me the baby. 'Cause you can't run with the big dogs if you act like a puppy. You can't swim with the big fish if you splash like a guppy. You can't run with the stallions if you trot like a colt. You can't tighten that lug nut if you don't have.
So that's my friend, Major League Baseball umpire Joe West, singing a song that he wrote, You Can't Run with the Big Dogs. So I'm Julie Richardson. I'm hosting the show tonight. Thank you for tuning in to Golden Country Radio, live out of Golden, Colorado. I'm proud to say that we have people from over 10 countries already listening in and growing. So please share it with your friends and family. And I'm super excited to be doing the show. It's a lot of fun for me. It's extremely fun and an honor to share the music that I've recorded over all these many years. And these are some of the songs that people are writing in, and they're saying, I've never heard you sing this song before. I'm really enjoying this show, and I appreciate you for telling me that. If you'd like to contact me directly, it's all one word, Wait in the Truck, W-A-I-T, waitinthetruck@msn.com, or check out my website. If you want to learn more about my book, about John A. Hobbs and all the Nashville stories and his stories of growing up in Nashville and going off to World War II and coming home. And, you know, he had a huge influence on people like Alan Jackson and Randy Travis, Ricky Van Shelton, Lori Morgan. It goes on. And if you'd like to know more about that, check out my website at julierichardsonmusic.com. If you know of any independent music artists that would like to get their music on my show or be interviewed for the show, also get in touch with me via that website or my email. Today is an anniversary of a dear friend of mine. It's September 17th. It would have been her 49th birthday. So I met my friend Lynette Fuller back in second grade, and we were friends through seventh grade when I moved away up to Arvada West area, and she stayed in North Glen, and she went on to high school there, and I went to Arvada West. And unfortunately, she committed suicide at 17 years old. So I never got to see her grow old. I was wondering today, you know, looking back, thinking, gosh, she would have been 49 years old today. What would she be? Who would she, you know, who would she have in her family and friends and her circles? And what would she have accomplished and been doing? She was an amazing friend. And I still remember her today. And I remember playing this song at her funeral when I was, you know, I was in high school myself. But it's called Chiquitita. It's a song that ABBA did originally, and I used to love listening to ABBA all the time. But I sang this song and recorded it with her in mind, and I'd like to share it with you now in memory of Lynette Fuller, my friend forever. And happy birthday in heaven. This is called Chiquitita.
Tell me what's wrong. You're enchained by your lone sorrow. In your eyes, there is no hope for tomorrow. I hate to see you like this. There is no on the shoulder you can cry on. Your best friend, I'm the one you must rely on. You are always sure of yourself. Now I see you. Chiquitita, you and I know how the heartaches come and they go and the skies they're leaving. But you'll be dancing once again and the pain will end. You will have no time to breathe in. Chiquitita, you and I cry. But the sun
So that song goes out to my friend Lynette Fuller in her memory. And I just wanted to thank you again for tuning in tonight. This has been a lot of fun. We have a couple more songs to play for you tonight. And one of those songs is Bo Heatherly and I did a song called If I Needed You. It's our rendition of it. And we created this, and it's shot straight to number one on the independent charts. It's on Indie World right now charts and moving up. It's gone from number 54 to number 7 last week and moving up. And I'm hoping that it'll hit number one on that that record as well. And anyway, I'd like to play for you now. And next week, I'm going to have Bo Heatherly on the show, interviewing him live from Virginia. And I'd love to let you get to know him and hear more of his music. But this is our song we just recorded together. It's called If I Needed You.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me? What do we smile?
Fairground Band and a Country Roads finale. And I just want to thank you again for tuning in tonight. Please spread the word about the Golden Country Radio Show. I was your host, Julie Richardson. I'm here to share my music with you, as well as the music of any independent country music artists out there that want to be heard. So if you know of anybody who would like to be on the show, please let me know at waitinthetruck@msn.com. Also, visit my website at julierichardsonmusic.com. And I want to thank my friends and family for listening in and being there in support of me. I can see that Dan and Harriet are listening in and Renee's listening in. I know, of course, my family, my mom and my dad are listening in, as well as my aunt and uncle in California. My prayers go out to you guys. And I want to leave you with an acoustic a cappella of me doing Country Roads introduction. And again, join me next Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. for the Country Music Radio Show, Golden's Country Radio, live here from Golden, Colorado. Until then, so long.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Mountain mama, take me home, country road.